Welcome to Shom Achshava and Nadav, Shir Spanzel, Lui Nishma, Asam Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis brings a series of Agadotel regarding things that seem to be not connected. The Gemara says that someone who's Poyrish Mehishto is Somach Levisto, he will have Bonim Zchorim. We have boys. And the Gemara adds another opinion. You have to understand what's the connection. Why is someone who's Poyrish Mehishto, Somach Levisto, he gets a schutz of boys a room Leiro? Then the Gemara says a similar thing regarding someone who does have Dola Alayayin B'moite Shabbosis. Same opinions. The Gemara says he has Bonim Zchorim and comes with Shulman Levi and says he has Ruim Lohira. What does these two things have to do with each other? Someone who's Poyrish Mehishto, Somach Levisto, and someone who's Mavdel Ayayin B'moite Shabbos. So the Maharal, both here in Chiddush HaGodes and also in Nesiv HaPrishus, he explains that the whole Yisoid here is the idea of Havdolah. Havdolah means to come and understand and chap and demonstrate that there is a separation between Tahor and Tomei, between Toi Vera, between Kodesh and Chol. You can add to this that the Ikar Avodah Sa'adam in this world is to come and differentiate, to know what's the difference between good and bad. What is Ratzon Hashem? What is not Ratzon Hashem? What is what you have to do and what is not? Even when things are not so clear, that's what a person has to be oivid on. Someone who's Poyrish Meish to Somach Levesta, says the Maharal, is not just Tom that he doesn't do an Aveir with his wife, but he does have Havdalah. He gets away from a time of a Suffolk, meaning he's saying, this is something that belongs to Tumo, and I belong to Taharo. I'm with my wife only in time of Taharo. He causes a Havdalah, a Hefresh. The similar thing when a person does Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos. When he does Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos, he's doing Havdalah means he's Mechalek and Mafrin and say there's Kodesh and there's Chol. Until now it was Shabbos, from here comes Chol. I see the difference. I recognize the difference. It says the Maharal, these are the two things the Brachas that says over here. Bonim Zchorim, why is Bonim Zchorim? Explains the Maharal, he says in many places, that the Zachor is the Tzuro. The Nekeva is the Chomer, that's the material. But the Tzuro that comes from a couple, from a house, is the Ish. The Zachor is the one who creates the Tzuro. He says that's the pshat, that a husband can marry many women, but a woman can't marry two husbands. Because Tzuro, the shape, is only one. Chomer could be many. You can have different materials that join together to one surah. But you can have only one surah. So that's the bracha of Bonim Zchorim. And Bonim Hoira is also a din of Avdolak. What is a Hoira? Hoira is for someone to understand Beseichel, how to paskin. He knows how to differentiate, to be mechalik between things that seem to be very similar. That's what Hoira is all about, and that's what the schus that a person has when he does Avdolah. He brings Avdol, he brings Mavdilim, meaning people that come and differentiate and define things to the core of it, and that's Moir Hoiro. And to add to this, I am Rab Tzodek HaKoyin, Pritzadik Pashas Vayichi, Ois Aleph, which is Achar Avdolah, that there, Rab Tzodek comes to say, to explain our Gemara, and this connects to the Maharal very nicely. He says, what is this inyan of doing Avdolah on a Yain B'moritzi Shabbos? Bishmo, you do Kiddush, beginning of Shabbos, you're so sameach with the fact that Shabbos came in. But when Shabbos goes out, what is exactly doing the Yain? Yain is a union of Shira, of Simcha. What is the Simcha of Mitzvah Shabbos? Says with Tzaddik, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Torah Shufus wanted to make fun of Rabbi Akiva. And he told him, what's the difference between Shabbos and the weekday? They're both the same thing. So told him, Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between you and me? Man gavur begurvin. What makes you important? So explains the Tzaddik Pshat like this. When you're looking on the surface, so the Chor, there's no difference between Shabbos and a regular day. And there's also no chilek between a Jew and a Goy. They all look the same. They have bodies. They have the same type of body. Where is the chiluk? The chiluk between a Jew and a Goy is the neshama mimal, is the pnimius. The chiluk between Shabbos and the weekday is the pnimius that a person can feel and sense. If a person, when Shabbos goes out, he feels that there's a difference. By him, it's not like Tronos Rufus. When Shabbos goes out, he feels that the Kedusha of Shabbos left. It's not a happy moment, it's a sad moment. But the fact that he's able to be mafchin and to appreciate the fact that there's a difference between Shabbos and Chol, he has that koyach of the das to be mechalek for that. On that you bring a kiddush, or that you bring a shiro. That's the big simcha. And that's what we're saying in Avdolah. Hamavda mikoyish l'chor b'nisor lo'amim. It's the same chiluk. It's a chiluk p'nimi, chiluk dak. You have to be very sensitive to see it. And that is the inyan of kiddush b'Avdolah. So then he comes and adds, very similar to the Maharal. That's why a person who's very makpid on this, so he has bonim, they can do hoirah. Because hoirah requires das. They require to be mavdil, to become and be able to differentiate and define. You have to have chono dako b'das, lavdil bin atome over natar. Koyach Avdolah is what we're dealing over here in this Gemara. I ain't sham there, Reb Tzadik, where he's Mariach. I brought it all in the source sheet of this shir. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.